What's goody, what's goody, what's goody, everybody? It's Kimi. And I'm back with my tea of the motherfucking day. And welcome to season 5, episode 11, Cinco y Once Uno. And it's time to get into possibly the best album of the year. I definitely feel like it. I feel like she really did her big one on this one. And numbers don't motherfucking lie. So, of course, I was on vacation. I was en route to vacation. I was on the plane listening to this album and dissecting it. And I have not stopped yet. So, this is why I wanted to do it now, where I really had time to really dissect it and really get into what she was doing. Like, what was going on? What was tea? Like, what she really had in mind. I'm talking about Nicki motherfucking Minaj, the queen of freaking motherfucking rap. And she dropped Pink Friday 2 on December 8th, on her birthday. So this was actually early birthday gift for me. And I am so elated to be back in front of y'all again, dissecting yet another album. And I just want to go into the track listings first, and then I'll give you my initial reaction to the whole album, then we're going to go into it entirely, and then we'll just pick out some bars that really meant something, and then highlight some songs that really just was like, wow. And then rate the album in its entirety, and then of course, since you have 5 albums, studio albums, rate the albums. I'm sure you've seen her ratings. And then you get to listen to my ratings and why. And then you might listen to some snippets of some of the songs. And you'll hear me, you know, number 1-2 on a beat real quick. But let's get into the track listings. Are You Gone Already? Barbie Dangerous. FTCU. Beat Beat. Falling For You. Let Me Calm Down featuring J. Cole. R&B featuring Lil Wayne and Tate Cobain. Pink Birthday. Needle featuring Drake. Cowgirls featuring Lodez. Everybody featuring Uzi. Big Difference. We know Big Difference. Red Ruby. Disley's. We know Red Ruby. We know that's him, but we know what she did on that motherfucking song. Forward from Trini featuring Skogaman. Pink Friday Girls, Super Freaky Girl, Bomb Bomb, which we were not supposed to get, but she gave it to us anyway, generous queen as she is. Super Freaky Girl again, we know what that did. We know how it shook up the girls. Our Life, Nicki Hendrix featuring, of course, Future. Blessings featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Last Time I Saw You, you know that girl too. Just the Memories. 22 songs. 22. On my initial listen, when I was in the airport, I was not completely sold. I was not. But I like that because oftentimes you're not going to like what your faves put out. Or you'll be confused of the direction. You'll be confused of what it really meant initially. But then we actually listen to it and dissect it. It's like, oh, okay. Like, of course, I already knew what my favorite tracks were off the initial listen. And then after I got on the plane, boarded, cleared my mind again, went back into it, I said, oh, I'm bugging. And then ever since then, I keep on liking and liking more and more songs where this album is an album. This album is a complete body of motherfucking work. This album definitely gives you Pink Friday. It definitely gives you the nostalgia of Pink Friday, but it's still catering to so many different, I've heard fans, so many different demographics all in one album. So seamlessly, where it's not like you notice it. If that makes sense. And a lot of your bitches can't do that. I mean, let's keep it a buck, let's keep it a motherfucking stack. A lot of your bitches cannot do that. And you can tell. Track 1. Are You Gone Already? I literally thought, initially, even before I listened to the song and knew, and now understand what the song meant, I definitely got, are you going already? Like, she was about to diss the girls automatically off rip. Like, y'all bitches is gone already? Like, y'all gone? Like, y'all finished already? Like, y'all didn't even do 5-6 years yet. Y'all bitches is gone already? Like, you had 1 hour about Machine pushed you out. You going already? Saying you're Tory Lane. Bitch, I'm not Iggy. Bitch, you going already? Damn, we were just getting started. We was just about to start having fun. Until I realized, nah, she not talking about that. She's talking about some real shit. She's talking about some tearjerker shit. She's talking about losing her father. Her becoming a mom with the loss of her father. And unfortunately, that has been a trend from what I've been hearing and noticing, like, within life. That you always gain something and then you lose something all in one. Like, when you have a life, eventually, more than likely, it may not be your first child. It may be your first child. We may end up losing someone close to you. All in the same time. And that's extremely disheartening, and I'm sorry that happens, but unfortunately, life be lifing. She had to deal with that, and I know how her relationship with her father was, and how eventually grew and got better than what it was, of course, when she was younger, and she was dealing with everything that she was dealing with the fire and stuff like that we already know about. But 3 days, in 3 days, she was, Papa Bear was going to meet Granddad in 3 days, because they needed help. They were not sleeping. They were tired. They was really in their shit. And then in that second verse, she's talking about how she needs forgiveness from her son for bringing him into this cold world, bringing him in to a world where her mama has to defend herself, and now you become a target because you're my son type shit, like some real shit. Like, it, I loved how she started her album off that way. We needed to cry before we pop our shit, before we dance, before we just rap. And become cocky and become that bitch or that nigga, like that person. And then end off in a reflective way. And that's exactly what this album is. It literally is, we're gonna start crying. We're gonna start off, we're gonna start cheering. Then we go into Barbie Dangerous. See, it was Biggie, Notorious Thugs. I wasn't fully aware of that, but I had to do my research. And she ate the sample up, per usual. Like, her and Biggie, like, if she really had a song with Biggie before Biggie passed, if she was out back then, y'all bitches can really tell her nothing. Because Biggie, of course, is, like, the best to do it. I'm not a big fan of Biggie. I never got into his music. Of course, it's, for me, it's going to be my Jay-Z, Nas, and M. But I always gonna give Biggie and Tupac their respects, because they did that. They murdered it. They did what they did. And their flows and their storytelling was unmatched to this day. And I love how Nicki always gets in her bag in terms of trying to do something for the culture, because she knows how important Biggie is to the culture. Barbie Dangerous. So let's get into some bars on here. Name a rapper that can channel Big Papa. We all remember Big Papa. And Push Your Papa Bear, how I'm the mother of the year. Like, come on. Every summer I come out to walk bitches, make them disappear. She's basically stunting, saying every summer she come out and she's mopping you bitches. She's literally walking y'all like fucking dogs. She's mollywopping y'all asses. All on the fucking charts is what she's fucking telling you. In real life, if that's what you want. Because y'all bitches know who she fuck with and who she don't. She just told you in the Joe Budden interview, every shot is not for everybody. But if it applies, whichever it applies to, y'all can take that motherfucking shot however y'all fucking feel like it. Simple. Beef with who? She got the right one all these rappers and got to like none. Cause y'all always making it seem like Nicki has to like y'all. Nicki has to like female rappers for unity. We have bitches on fucking TV shows, on fucking interviews and shit, dressed up as a fucking, like they were going to a fucking funeral. I look at her, look at that bitch now. We had the whole industry pushing this one bitch. And look at her now. After what? That was it. Bodak Yellow, that body of work that she put out, that was amazing. She got her sense off that. Where's the second album? Where is the second album? Where is it? Put it on the fourth. What's cute? The thing that you did with Gorilla. What's cute? Other than that, nothing. Been crickets, been quiet. You can do all your other ventures, but I don't have to like you bitches. I don't. Like, I'm human, and I like who the fuck I like. Simple. And I'm happy she said that. I'm happy she put that in a fucking song. But the beat, the cadence, the flow, every fucking thing. Yeah, who did that one? F2C Clay. F-T-C-U. Fuck that club up. So, of course, we can think of it as the literal aspect. Fuck the club up. And then dancing, getting crazy. Or fuck that club up. Talk about fucking this club up. Talk about beating the insides, getting a bitch packing, whatever the fuck they look like. Fuck the club up. Double entendre. Off the fucking name. Off the name already. And then you have this beat, this Jersey beat. So it's definitely given. But that wasn't on Pink Friday, but fuck. I think it was Pink Print. Where she did something similar to this. And nah, I think it was Pink Friday. I don't know the name of the song right now, because it's like literally just left my mind. But y'all, if you know, you know. And it's definitely channeled that song. And I give bitches a crown, they fuck around and lose it. Because she's even admitting, like, she fell off. She ain't die, she didn't fall all the way off. But she was tripping, she was on her mind. So, she gave you bitches a crown. I.e. Cardi B, i.e. Megan Thee Stallion, i.e. Doja Cat. She gave you bitches a crown, and y'all all fumbled it. Cause look at me now. Queening again. Who playing with Nick? Got the power. I call him a nigga. Spray like 50. We double entendre. Triple entendre. Kinda soda. So who playing with Nicki? Got the power. I have the shooters in my fucking Rolodex. I got them. So, Nicki can really come around and spray like 50. They can make sure that all your bitches is dead type shit. But power, i.e. 50 Cent, i.e. double, another Tondra. Power from 50 Cent. She's always shouting out 50. Because on Queen, she shouted out 50 as well. And I'm getting 50 on the next track, BB, for the remix that she put on the Gag City. And high heels on my tippies. Dolce and Cabana, that's on my titties. Cop me vitamins when I ride the dicky. I still got the juice, bitch, buy a sippy. I don't even give you a fucking sippy. I'm not your fucking mother. I'm your mother, but I'm not your fucking mother. You need to buy a fucking sippy. But I still got the fucking juice. I'm still running this shit. So I'm gonna need for you to get a ticket to figure out my fucking manual of how to run this shit correctly. Yes, I'm still running on bitches. Like, she's very braggadocious, as the fuck she should be. And I love when she gets in this fucking pocket. Because it'd be so fucking fun. Because, like, right here, like, the high heels on my tippy. Like, she was, it's the rhyme scheme. It's the trying to match each letter perfectly, but still making it make sense, but still making you fucking gag. Come on. And say in your Tory Lanez, bitch, I'm not Iggy. That was a direct shot for Iggy. And that was a direct shot for Miss Maddox. has to have been. Because Iggy decided to, of course, be on Tory Lanez's bandwagon or whatever the fuck that situation was. So she needed a shot. And then stay in your Tory Lanez. Stay in your lane. Because I'm in mine. Don't come over. No one asks for you. This is my lane. No bitch can do what I do. And I'm happy she's realizing that. I'm happy she came back to that realization that no bitch can do what she does. And that's why she's able to make an album like this be so cohesive, be so dope, where everybody can literally listen to it. You don't have to be a specific person to listen to it. Let's get it to Beep Beep. Beep, beep, beep. Is that beef? Is that teeth? These bitches always checking for me like a Nike sign. The obvious meaning, you bitches always checking for me. You bitches always trying to look for me. You bitches always looking for me. You bitches always calling for me. You bitches always mentioning me. You checking for me. You making sure I'm good. You making sure that, nah, she not out because I'm not done dragging her, supposedly. Whatever the fuck y'all feel like y'all doing. But then it's like, check Nike sign. Double Chandra. Niggas always fronting when they only doing little time. So niggas always fronting when they only did some little time, some light time. Meaning, y'all bitches making it seem like we was besties when I just did a song with you. For one, that's an entendre I came out with. Or for the niggas, you fronting. Y'all niggas made it seem like we was in a whole blown relationship or whatever the fuck that looked like, but I was just fucking you. I fucked you a few times and I was there. I put you back to bed. Had you back. You made it seem like you did a whole bunch of fucking time. Or for the niggas who acted like the fucking gangster who did it like 30 years, but y'all ain't do shit. Like, y'all ain't do no fucking years. Y'all ain't do no fucking bits. Y'all did a few years out of state or whatever the fuck that looked like. A few months, whatever that looked like. Y'all ain't do no real time. Y'all did some light shit. It's basically what the fuck she's saying. Never getting into fucking falling for you. It is the beat. It is the melodic sound that she's choosing on it. It's given. I'm number one. You go argue over top. Whoa. But does she lie? Y'all bitches can argue over top four. By all means, argue over top four, because best believe she's number one. She's gonna come out on top. And after fuck the club up, she lets you bitches know. Numbers don't lie. Spotify, hey, y'all really streaming my music. And the whole third verse is a fucking key. Bitches back. Giving back. Bitches back. Very bad. Bad. Feel that. Feel that. Picture me not telling my little niggas drill that. Picture you ended up under the sea with a dread that. Lock hole. I'm a chop hole. Top foe. I'm a rock hoe. Picture me dressed in black, they calling me Miss Mary Mac. You in the picture, my niggas airing that. Picture me dressed in black, they calling me Miss Mary Mac. Miss Mary Mac. Mac, all dressed in black. We're sticking in buttons, all over her black. Come on. And that bitch who decided to wear black at the fucking Wendy Williams concert. I mean, the William Williams show. Yeah. She really went to her own funeral, because look at her now. Being dragged for fucking cheating on her husband, who held her down on her fucking bed. Who does that? Anywho. So we know what the fuck Falling For You is. Falling For You goes hard. definitely one of my chosen ones. Now let's get into R&B. Real Nigga Bitch. Already. That's how the fuck they felt. Body of work. Body of work of art, like the Mona Lisa. Body of art. So her body is the standard, basically what the fuck she's saying. Her body is a museum, but they try to get her body. See, it's a lot of y'all, but only one of me. It's a lot of y'all girls. It's a lot of y'all niggas. It's a lot of y'all rappers. But it's only one of me. It's only one person who can do what I do. Kissed on my thighs, on my breast, he two-pieced it. So, of course, the sexual reference. And then, of course, the double entendre would be the thigh and breast, the two-piece. The two-piece and some french fries. And then every time he hit it, he gonna nail it like a pretzel. So, of course, he fucking me, he gonna hit it like a press on. So he gonna nail, he gonna make sure he hit that spot. Nail after nail on the wall. Now you hitting the nail into the wall. And a press on, her line, press on nails. Pink Friday too, press on nails. So that's giving trip on Tondra. Pink Friday girls. Okay, so we're not gonna, nope. Pink Birthday was cute. It definitely gave birthday vibes. It definitely was a sexual ass song. Because that's the song that you fuck your nigga or your bitch to on your birthday. Like, that's definitely a birthday song, as you know. On my birthday trip, I definitely added that song when I was hosting some of my stuff. Needle featuring Drake. Definitely melodic. I loved how she got in our pocket again. And to me, I'm not a big fan of the song. But I respect the song. It's cool. Cowgirl, featuring Lotus. Definitely, extremely different. Something I never heard of. And I understand why she put on this album. And I love it. I love the chorus. I love her flow on the song. Lotus did her big one on the song. Everybody, featuring Uzi. We already know it's a sample. We already know they murdered it. They ate it. It's going to be a TikTok sensation, and hopefully it's going to do what it needs to do on Billboard as well. It's an instant hit, because it was an instant classic from jump, and she did what she needed to do. And then Uzi came on the end part of the song and murdered his verse as well. And Nicki's so strategic when she tried to get in the pocket where she's not doing too much, or you feel like she's not doing too much, but yet she's making sure everything matches, but yet she's still rhyming with the Envoy body for the song. And then she gave a little shout out to New Body, the song that, you know, Kanye fumbled because he felt embarrassed that he got murdered on the song again. Big difference. Been that girl, always be that girl. It's a big difference between me and you. I don't like you, or you. Your bitches ain't out of your league. Your bitches ain't bad like me. I'm not the one or two or the three. You say you look up to her, but nah, you look up to me. Come on. And then it was that, like, my hands are blue. Between me and you. And let's not forget about that fucking beast switch at the end. No one could have told us that it was going to be like that. No one. Big difference to that girl. Ruby with the sleeves, we already know what the fuck that do. Dorito bitches, you mad because you not chose. I ain't played with horses since it was Christopher Reeves. It's the shots for me. Ruby with the sleeves, always been that girl. Forward for Trini. It's giving me, what was that song? Kind of like the Trini song that she did on Queen, but better. More better executed. Then we got some Pink Friday Girls. Sampled Miss Cindy Lumpers. Girls just want to have fun. And why would we not? And from what she said, this is the first time that she ever released her actual masters to the song. Well, not masters, but her actual, I guess, voice or whatever. Like, she really allowed Nicki to take the song and really do what she wanted with it. And supposedly, this is the first person. And so, she did that. She ate that. She did what the fuck she needed to do. I mean, I wasn't calling them mini-me's. More like goofy, doofy, raggedy-ass enemies. I mean, one thing for sure, ain't no forgetting me. But did she lie? Like, bitches is my son. Another way of saying bitches is my son. She's always going to say it, but she's always going to find out a different way of saying it. But, I mean, I wasn't calling the mini-me's. But then, Dick. Mickey and Minnie. You my son. I'm not calling you my mini-me, because you can't be mini-me. I'm more calling you, like, goofy, doofy, raggedy-ass enemies. And then again, I mean, one thing for sure, ain't no forgetting me. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all can try to erase every motherfucking thing I've ever done. Anything I fucking broken. But just never forgetting Nicki. You can never forget me out of any history books. Of hip-hop, of music in general. She said what the fuck she said. Okay. Custom down. Meow. I'm gonna roll up. Super freaky girl. We know this song. We know it was a Rick James sample. We know that she killed it and debuted at number one, because that's what the fuck we do. And the video ate. And she gave two remixes after that. So, give the girls a chance. Give Super Freaky Girl a chance. And me not thinking originally that she was asking to put this on the album, or maybe Bruce Lee's, I'm like, okay, no, we're probably just gonna get like some new songs. Like, we'll probably just get Last Time I Saw You. But I wasn't aware that she was gonna actually put those fighters on this album, or for all of these other hits. Then we get into Bomb Bomb, and she sampled this. My fight to this is Bomb Bomb. Octopus is Bomb Bomb is that girl. She's always been that girl. She reminds me so much of a song she did off of Pink Print. And that same flow, that same cadence that she uses. And she knew from jump when she sampled it or when she put it on IG Live. And she put in a little bit of it. And how we voted for that. We made sure that we got that. And she was like, well, this is a throwaway song. So I just put it on my website for a limited time. But she knew from then. That's a hit. That's another hit. On top of another hit. On top of another hit. And then we get into My Life. And let's get into My Life. I'm always up and down at Annie. I pull hard, don't ever hold them like Lammy. And yo, these bitches tell me that I still ain't finding Nanny. All of them is my junior, Sammy. And now I pop up like Jumbo. If the queen sleeves to the bed, one of them is gun smoke. So we ain't playing on the internet. I got bigger fish to fry. Mine got a bigger net. I got bigger fish to fry, that's why I got a bigger net. I ain't worried about you bum bitches, that's why I got a bigger net worth. But I'ma put y'all bitches in the fucking net. Cause I got a bigger net. Come on. Tried to play me, but I should've done it first. I stole this harder than I put it in a verse. My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
No prince on the jammies, but it's still a tough red ass to sleep like a mammy. I pull strings without the hammy. Bunch of jealous bitches, but I know the real bitches hear me. A bitch hot, come fear me. And that ass still spitting, so I know they can't stand me. Sexy bitch, but
my ass so sitting, so I know you bitches can't stand me. It's the fucking beat. It's, come on. My life. Hit. Period. Done. Now we get into fucking Nicki Hendrix, of course, Reaching Future. This is giving my least favorite song on the album. Oh, fuck. I definitely forgot, Let Me Calm Down. But Nicki Hendrix is definitely giving my least favorite song on the album. It's giving another Nicki and Future feature. Like, I get it. And they do make great music together. This isn't it for me. But before we get into the last three tracks on the album, Let Me Calm Down, right after Falling For You, featuring J. Cole. And this is the verse that she said made her cry, and that she was waiting for, and that made her extremely emotional. Because this song was literally just painting what she's been going through in her relationship, in a retrospect. And basically letting Kenneth know, like, when I'm mad, I don't mean, like, that means just give me some time, like, give me some space, like, but I don't want you to just feel like you're living because of me type shit. Like, I need you to get your own house. I need you to do what you need to do. I can't just be your end all be all type shit. Like, and then J. Cole is basically talking to Kenny. Kenny, like, you gotta treat her differently. Like, she's not some regular bitch from Queens. Like, she is a superstar. Like, she really does this shit, and she's passionate about fucking rap. Like, you really need to deal with her and handle her differently than you've had before. And I know you may not know how to do that, especially because of her limelight and her power and her status now. Like, you may have thought it was cool back then when y'all was dating, but now it's different. So you gotta step your cookies up. You gotta really be that nigga that she needs you to be for this to really work. So that retrospect was everything. J. Cole definitely did his big one on that fucking feature. I definitely respected his fucking pen. Then we get into, after Nicki Hendrix, Blessing featuring Tasha Cobb. I've heard a lot of people on the internet that we don't play with. But I heard a lot of people saying, like, they don't understand why this song is on there. And it's obvious. For one, she's an artist. And she has an ear. And she's a mother now. And she's very much woken. And she's very much spiritual. And has a relationship with God. So why would she not now add that to her body of work? And just explain, like, the blessings that she's been experiencing with having her baby and with becoming a mother, and this understanding her power, and this understanding that there's something higher than herself, kind of thing. And this is personally one of my favorites, to be honest. So, blessings. The river that I go to, and it heals me. Recently became a mommy, and it thrills me. Even when the water rocky and it chills me. When he tells me to be still, somehow it stills me. Yeah. See, now I'm getting emotional. And when Tasha Cobb came in with that big-ass voice, that was everything. Like, that literally sealed the fucking deal. Because Tasha Cobb goes in and that's why this song debuted at number one on the gospel charts. And that's why every time that they get together and do a song, because this is the second song that they've done together, and the admiration that they both have for each other is amazing to see. And it's needed. Like, this song is so fucking, it really just gives you chills and gives you admiration for her, for them, their friendship, and just for God and just praising Him. And then we get into Last Time I Saw You. We know what that song does. It's not my favorite song. I definitely like the melodic singer songs off of Queen more than I like this song, to be honest. I like it, it's cute, but it don't really do what it needs to do for me. And then we get into Just the Memories. And this gives me Dear Old Nikki. It gives me a retrospective. It gives me, I'm talking to myself. And like a third person, I'm really telling myself, like, oh, I think I'm about to kill myself. Nah, but you shouldn't. I know they want you off the game, but nah, you deserve to be here, like, type shit. Like, Dale Nikki went hard on Pink Friday. And I'm happy that she put Just for the Memories, or Just the Memories, on this, and she ended it this way, because she's ending, like, she's literally giving you a perspective of back then and now. And, like, what she had to deal with, what she had to fight with, and where she came from to now. Like, she had a record, because Bishop's trying her. But y'all bitches keep on wanting to try her. Like, she can't go back and can't revert back to that. Like, she got a record. Y'all bitches don't got a record. Like, stop playing with her. But she just, in retrospect, like, doing that Dale Nikki type shit. Like, I mean, you know what Dale Nikki is. 1 second, let's get into that. Weapon. Nikki. Nikki. Can't paint Nikki. I never die for that. Come on. Y'all can't. Every fucking color in the book, you still can't paint Nikki. You can't. Now let's get into fucking Dead on Nikki, because y'all not understanding the fucking relevance. And where you back? I try to channel you in hopes that I'm back. But just like every intersection, we just missed each other. You got your fans waiting, tell me. You ain't 6 feet under. And tell me that you coming back. And you ain't take a break. Maybe I blamed you for everything. And that was my mistake. In hindsight, I love you. As honest, and I loved your edge. Cause it was you who taught me down. Off the ledge. Boo. Your long nails too. Every time you come through, you was the brain hot. Hot. You never did that. You seem the same part. But I needed to grow. And I needed to know. But I needed to show. So I just said to you. I met you in all black. They are all Nikki. Please come back. I needed you. Real sweet, so sweetly, I really need you. I'm sending your calling. I can see you. Holding you, holding you, holding you to that.
Did I chase the glitz and
glamour? Living in a tower.
Cause if so, that will forever go.
Not the name of hour. So again, dear old Nikki, walk so just the memories can fucking run. And I loved how she ended it with this. We go from feeling sad, feeling vulnerable, to them popping our shit, to them falling in love, talking about our relationship, to then just popping our shit again, to then getting some fucking blessing from God and realizing that everything that's happened was because of him, to then having this retrospective outlook on your life and what happened and forgiving yourself for some of the things you've done or you've thought within your life, within giving up, within having that human reaction to life. Ooh. So, top five. My top five, and I want to do it in order, because I want people to understand my ear. So, ooh. Fuck. I'm going to do Blessings facing Tasha Cobb. Because that song really gives me... It puts me in a trance. It gives me hope. It really fills me. Because there's a river that I go to and it heals me. And then we have to get into Fuck That Club. Fuck That Club. What? And then, of course, the song for you. Picture me... giving all these bitches piggyback. So that's three, right? Then, of course, we have to do Everybody. And then we have to do Big Difference. Even though I feel like I need the top 10. But I'm going to do top 5. And I'm going to do that. I think that's a solid top 5. Rating this album. I'm going to definitely rate this album. It's giving, like... As much as I may not like a song or two, I don't skip it. I still let it play out. And I still understand and respect why it's there. And this is damn near perfect. Like, if we're really being honest, Pink Friday was literally her debut album. And it had nothing but rapping and singing on it. And it wasn't a cohesive body of work. But... it was showing us different sides of Nikki that we may not have gotten off of course, in mixtape days. And this gave me the same nostalgia as Pink Friday and her mixtapes. And it gave me a little remnants of both. Like, I think that's what she was trying to do. She was trying to give us sprinkles of, like, mixtape with, like, Barbie Dangerous. But then still give us, like, I'm still trying to not necessarily redo Pink Friday, because that is something that could never be redone, but still give you that same feeling or that same nostalgia, and try to recreate some songs that can put you back in 09, 010. And she succeeded that tenfold. So I'm going to give this a solid 9.5. I can't give an album a 10 because I don't think I've ever heard an album that is 10. But this is definitely, and definitely it is a big one, for sure. And in rating her albums in terms of my least favorite, I mean my top two, my least favorite, I think I'm going to go with the actual rating that she said, which was Pink Friday 2, the Pink Print, because the Pink Print goes fucking bananas. Still now, still back then, that is literally like hit after fucking hit after hit. But of course, it was something that was still not necessarily wasn't fully executed the right way. But the bar was no, like, that album goes. And then it's Queen. Only We may not like the rollout. We may not like how uncohesive that project actually is. But we're not gonna deny the fact that she was rapping her ass on that album. Like, that is a rap album. And it is the hits that she got off of that album. Like, Chung Lee, Barbie Dream, Barbie Teens. She finally worked with Foxy on her album. Like, Queen, as much as you may not, you try to play it does, you can. Something White. Goes hard. And then for me, it would have to be the nostalgic Pink Friday. And then it would have to be Pink Friday Reloaded. Or the Re-Up. Whichever one you want to use, to be honest. But those would be the last one for me. Because that's the one I really don't go to that often. But, yeah. I am extremely proud of Onika Tanya Mamaj. Because her body is like a middle initial. It's T. Like, how fucking clever is that? Like, she was in her bag, but she was literally out of her fucking mind. And she literally fell back in love with music. And you can tell on this album. And we love when she falls back in love with music. We love when she loves music. Because that's when she puts out her best work. That's when she really puts out her best songs. She's happy. Like, look at all the interviews that she's done. Like, she just did an interview with Funny Marco. Kind of was confused with the interview. Because I don't know how his interview style is. But, of course, she did Joe Button. I think she has one with Ebro that may be coming out. 90% sure. She did the Kelly and Mark. She did the stream with Kai. She's out in the streets. And I am extremely happy with this body of work. I can't wait to see you perform it. I can't wait to see you in March. Yes, I got the tickets. I cannot wait to get gagged in Gag City for whatever other feature you're about to put out. So I know you put out the song, the remix for Beep Beep with 50 Cent. And I know you put out Love Us Enough with Miss Monica and Keisha Cole, and that song fucking eats. That song, you should have put it on the original version, to be honest. But I'm happy you're giving us something like that still sounds in that time frame that you're going for. And then to know that you have another album, you have a whole bunch of songs that you've been recording that is just a go, like. And then we're still getting Roman in Gag City. We're getting Roman on the deluxe of Pink Friday too. And I'm scared for y'all. I'm scared for y'all niggas and y'all bitches. I'm scared for the whack rapper that she mentioned in the Joe Button interview. I'm scared for y'all because y'all made the beast hungry again. And that's something y'all really should not have done because we know what Hungry Nikki is. And I loved how she, in the Joe Button interview, Remnant to Roman, and we're like, but I thought y'all bitches said that I was the only one out. But Spotify number one. Again, when all y'all bitches is here, and I'm still doing numbers. But y'all made it seem like because I was the only bitch out, but there was other bitches there, but y'all just wanted to be dick riding me. No one told y'all to dick ride me. I'm sorry that I was the best bitch out. And I made that big of a mark. But this was Kimmy's Tea of the Day. This was Season 5, Episode 11. If y'all song choices are different, let me know. If your ratings of the album is different, let me know. Definitely hit me up on my IG, Kimmy Holder, or hit up my actual website, Kimmy's Tea of the Day. That's where you can see all of my podcast episodes. I am streaming on, of course, Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. Everywhere you can listen to radio. I mean, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, I'm there. Just type in Kimmy's Tea of the Day. You will find me. Thank y'all for really being a beacon of hope, a beacon of light. And let me know what y'all think about this album. If y'all really fuck with it or not. And think about everything that you've done until now. She never changed. Pink Friday 2 was supposed to be what it is. It's supposed to be Bop Central. It's supposed to be singing. It's supposed to be inspiration. It's supposed to be storytelling. She gave us all of that. Later, y'all.